Mostly sunny, 22 in Mount Gambier. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Mount Gambier will host the first regional medicinal cannabis forum in SA on the 6th of May. Troy Bell is currently pushing for legislative reforms on medicinal cannabis, introducing a four-part motion in state parliament today. He's requesting the state remove jurisdictional and legislative barriers, streamline patient access pathways, and raise the potential for down-scheduling low-dose cannabidiol products. He says pain sufferers in SA have had to resort to medicinal cannabis trials in Victoria to get by.
It just seems strange to me that people in Mount Gambier are visiting, you know, Victorian GPs to get scripts filled in terms of medical cannabis. It's something that should be occurring locally.
A series of road improvement projects in the Limestone Coast are now underway as part of a safety overhaul. The $12.1 million package of works is being delivered by Downer EDI Works, including shoulder sealing, roadside hazard protection and delineation improvements. Roads pinpointed in the project include parts of Clay Wells Road, Francis Road, Carpenter Rocks Road and the Riddoch Highway. The Limestone Coast homeless population can now access free flu shots. The decision's been made to boost public immunity levels and ease the pressure on the state's emergency department ahead of winter. The flu shot remains free for all children aged 6 months to 5 years, as well as those who are 65 or older, pregnant women, all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and residents with other chronic conditions like heart disease or respiratory issues. The state government will oppose SA Best's proposal to allow genetically modified crops in South Australia. Primary Industries Minister Tim Whetstone says the SA Best legislation has not undergone sufficient consultation, which may account for some of the serious flaws in the bill. He says the Marshall Liberal government has introduced a genuine GM bill in Parliament, which will lift the GM moratorium on the mainland and at the same time protect existing markets for Kangaroo Island farmers. Newly drafted Sydney Swan Will Gould returned to Lucendale this week to visit the Lucendale area school. The 98-kilo draftee was helping inspire the students for their inter-school sports competition, showing them techniques for discus and shot put.